Leading the way in Mandarin, 30 minutes, number 8.
天路导向。约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处。来，与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友，你好，现在又到了天路导向的节目时间了，我是方怡，希望呢能够透过无线电波的联系，让我们成为好朋友啊。那么在这儿，除了我方怡之外呢，还有安祥和约瑟夫牧师 Dr. Michael Youssef， 他们呢也很希望能够跟您交个朋友。所以呢，我们都希望你在听过天路导向这个节目之后呢，就来信跟我们联系啊。你可以写信到我们电台的地址，那么我的名字呢叫做方怡，方就是方块的方，方方正正的那个方啊，怡是竖心旁一个台，也就是心旷神怡，怡然自得的那个怡字啊。安祥呢，他的名字啊也是很容易记的啊，就是安静祥和的这个安祥。另外，如果你愿意写英文信的话呢，你可以写给约瑟夫牧师啊，我相信他一定会非常高兴的。那么他的英文名字呢就叫做 Youssef 啊，那个拼音呢是 Y-O-U-S-E-F-F， 我再重复一次 Y-O-U-S-E-F-F Youssef。好，如果你能够把我们的名字记下来，那我们呢就等着您的来信啊。今天约瑟夫牧师呢要继续的来讲约翰福音当中所记载的耶稣行的神迹。那么神迹呢也被称为是神的标记，神的记号啊。那么神迹呢在英文里面呢就是 miracle， 但是记号呢就是 sign 啊。所以呢，你待会儿呢就会听到约瑟夫牧师说啊 ，Seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John. Seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John. 这句话的意思就是说，在约翰福音里面所记载的七件神迹，那么也可以呢称为是七个标记啊。那么我在这一系列的信息开始的时候呢，我已经跟您解释过了，约翰之所以采用标记，也就是 sign 这一个词的意思呢，就是说这一切超自然的神奇的事，那都是神的标记，只有神才能够做得到，而我们人呢就可以从这一些的事件里面呢来认出神的特性和他的心意。约瑟夫牧师就是以他渊博的学问和他的体会呢来为我们解说这一些奥妙的真理。但是如果你听了之后仍然有疑问的话呢，我们是愿意完全开放的啊，来跟您讨论，所以呢你大可放心写信来提出你的问题。同时呢，我们也预备了约瑟夫牧师中英文对照的讲稿，那你尽管来信索取啊。这些讲稿呢，我们就称它是《约翰福音中耶稣的神迹系列讲稿》，《约翰福音中耶稣的神迹系列讲稿》，或者你就简单的说是《耶稣的神迹的讲稿》，那就行了啊。今天约瑟夫牧师要讲第五个神迹。在他谈话之前呢，我就要稍微为您介绍一下呢，在约瑟夫牧师的谈话当中所提到的一些背景的材料啊。这件神迹呢，是发生在巴勒斯坦地区的一片湖水上面啊。那么这个湖呢，在耶稣的时代呢，就称为是加利利海，英文呢就是 The Sea of Galilee， The Sea of Galilee。虽然呢它被称为是海呢，实际呢那是一个湖啊。那因着它特殊的地理位置和它的地形呢， 在这个湖上面呢，常常会发生暴风。那么耶稣这一次的神迹呢，就是发生在一场的风暴之中啊。那这也就是我今天要介绍你的英文单字 storm， S-T-O-R-M， storm 就是风暴的意思啊。那么大家都知道暴风雨呢，那是大自然的一种现象，而耶稣为什么要在风暴当中来行神迹呢？约瑟夫牧师呢，就会在今天和下一次的节目时间里呢，来为我们仔细的解说。其实耶稣也就是借着自然界的这种现象来说明，人生的境遇同样也会有风暴产生。如果在自然界里面的暴风雨难不倒耶稣的话，他就可以在我们人生的暴风当中呢，来帮助我们，造就我们啊。啊，人生的暴风呢，英文就是 the storm of life， the storm of life。好了，现在呢，我就要请你来听约瑟夫牧师 Dr. Yusuf 的讲解以及安详的翻译。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a joy and delight for us to know that you are listening to this program.
很高兴你收听这个节目。
If you are joining us for the first time today,
如果你今天是第一次收听，
we have been looking at the seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John.
我们一直在看约翰福音中的七个神迹。
Today we are going to examine the fifth sign.
今天我们要谈第五个神迹。
I frequently travel around the world.
我常到世界各处旅行。
I speak to leaders from different countries.
我和各国的领袖谈话。
One of the things that challenge me the most when I meet some of these leaders,
当我和这些领袖见面时，其中最具挑战性的就是
when I see some of them go through some rough storms in life.
他们有些人经历过生命中巨大的风暴。
Some of them pay with their life.
有些人赔上了性命。
The question I often ask myself is this.
我常常问自己一个问题。
Can I stand these storms of life that these valiant Christians are facing?
我能不能好像这些勇敢的基督徒一样，去忍受同样的生命风暴呢？
These storms seem to be mercilessly tossing Christians about.
这些风暴好像无情地把基督徒翻来覆去的。
How many of us would be willing to pay the price of alienation?
我们之中有多少人愿意去付上被人疏远、离间的代价？
How many of us would be willing to pay the price of discrimination?
我们之中有多少人愿意去付上被人歧视的代价？
How many of us would be willing to face the possibility of losing life itself?
我们之中有多少人愿意去面对可能丧失生命的危险？
As I reflect upon today's message,
就好像今天的信息让我们反省。
I could not help but be challenged afresh by those solid men and women who are paying a heavy price for their faith.
我不得不被那些坚强的男男女女为着信仰付出重大代价有所感动而重新反省。
I could hardly compare the storms in my life with the storms in their lives.
我无法以我生命中的风暴与他们相比。
Someone once said that the storms of life are God's way to prove us and improve us.
有人说生命中的风暴是神用来试验和改善我们的方法。
In fact, I am convinced that a life of ease leads to the danger of malaise.
事实上，我确信人生太过平顺也会有危机。
The great Roman Empire at one time dominated particularly all of the civilized world.
曾几何时，伟大的罗马帝国几乎统治了整个的文明世界。
That empire fell when the vast majority of people became oblivious to the rampant immorality which led them to care only for food and sports.
但当帝国倾覆时， 广大的群众对道德日渐败坏感到茫然，无所适从，以至于人民只顾吃喝玩乐。
It is through the storms of life that God teaches us endurance.
神借着生命的风暴教导我们忍耐。
It is through the storms of life that God matures us.
神借着生命的风暴要我们成熟。
It is through the battering storms that God toughens us.
神借着激烈的风暴使我们坚强。
It is through the storms of life that God prepares us to rule with Him in heaven.
神借着生命的风暴预备我们将来在天上与他一同掌权。
Now keep this in mind as we come to this fifth in the series of seven signs of Jesus.
当我们来看耶稣七个神迹中的第五个时，请记得这个重点。
According to John, we find the disciples in the middle of one of these storms of life.
按照约翰所记载，门徒正处于生命的风暴中。
The Sea of Galilee is known for its sudden storms.
加利利海是以突发的风暴而闻名的。
The lake is 6 miles wide.
湖有六英里宽。
12 to 14 miles long.
12到14英里长。
And it is 600 feet below sea level.
并在海平线以下600英尺。
It is like a bowl-shaped depression surrounded by precipitous hills.
它被险峻群山包围着，形成碗状的低洼。
Often when the sun sets in the early evening,
每当傍晚太阳下山时，
Winds rise over the Mediterranean and blow cold air inland.
地中海常刮起大风，将冷空气吹入内陆。
When the cold air reaches the Sea of Galilee,
当冷空气到达加利利海时，
the cold air merges with the warm air rising from the lake water.
冷空气与从湖水上升的暖空气汇合。
And churns the lake into a foaming rage.
卷起波浪翻腾，形成猛烈的风暴。
The waves can sometimes get as high as 6 feet.
有时浪潮会有6尺高。
Twice in the Gospels we read that Jesus stilled such a storm.
福音书记载了2次的耶稣平静风浪。
The first time Jesus was asleep in the boat.
第一次耶稣在船上睡着了。
We find this story in 3 Gospels.
三本福音书都记载这个故事。
In Matthew 8:23,
就是马太福音第8章23节。
In Mark 4:35,
马可福音第4章35节。
And in Luke 8:22.
和路加福音第8章22节。
Listen to the version in Matthew 8:23-27.
请听马太福音的版本第8章23至27节。 耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。门徒来叫醒了他，说：主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。耶稣说：你们这小信的人呢，为什么胆怯呢？于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。众人稀奇说：这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他了。
John does not record this particular sign.
约翰并没有记载这个神迹。
But he records another one which Matthew and Mark also record.
但他记载了另外一个神迹，也是马太和马可福音里都有的。
Please turn with me to John chapter 6, verses 15 to 24.
请翻到约翰福音第6章15至24节。 耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去，上了船，要过海往加百农去。天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。门徒摇橹，越行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。耶稣对他们说：“是我，不要怕。”门徒就喜欢接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。第二日，站在海那边的众人知道那里没有别的船，只有一只小船，又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，乃是门徒自己去的。然而有几只小船从提比利亚来，靠近主祝谢后分饼给人吃的地方。众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
Let me summarize this.
让我简要的来说。
One evening, the disciples had ridden their boat a short distance out on the Sea of Galilee.
有天晚上，门徒撑船出加利利海的近岸。
And there, they were caught in one of those famous storms.
就在那，他们被困在闻名的风暴里。
As the waters grew,
当波浪汹涌时。
The tempest-tossed vessel became like a cork.
船被翻腾得像块浮木。
This is not unlike what happens in life.
这不正像在人生中所发生的吗？
We know what it is like when the calm of life gives way to confusion.
那就像平静的生活出了乱子。
We know what it is like when serenity gives way to storm.
晴天里起了风暴。
We know what it is like when life's smooth course is replaced by the unexpected wind and waves.
平顺的人生突然遭到了风浪。
We know what it is like when daylight surrenders to darkness.
那就像黑暗遮蔽了白昼。
These storms of life normally have three causes.
通常人生的风暴有三个原因。
Cause number one，
第一种原因是
Satan，
魔鬼撒旦。
He is the author and perfecter of evil。
他创始和精通一切的邪恶。
He tries to pour his fury upon those who love the Lord。
他将愤怒倾倒在爱主的人身上。
And the more you love the Lord, the harder he works and the louder he shouts.
你越爱主，他就越作祟，越大吼。
In Job chapter 1,
在约伯记第一章，
Satan blew the great wind from the wilderness upon the house of Job and devastated him.
撒旦从旷野刮起狂风，击打约伯的房屋，并蹂躏他。
The more Job clung to the Lord, the madder Satan got.
约伯越紧靠神，撒旦就越疯狂。
The second type of storm is the storm that is caused by stubbornness and hatred of other people toward us.
第二种风暴是由于别人对我们的顽梗和憎恨所引起的。
In Genesis 37,
在创世纪三十七章。
Joseph's brothers were so jealous and hateful toward him, they sold him into slavery.
约瑟的兄弟妒忌和憎恨他，卖了他为奴。
In Acts 27, Paul told the commander of the ship not to sail in the Mediterranean.
使徒行传二十七章，保罗劝告船长不要在地中海航行。
But the captain stubbornly refused and ended up in a shipwreck.
但船长顽固地拒绝他的劝告，结果船沉没了。
The third type of storm we experience is the result of our own foolishness and disobedience.
第三种风暴是由于我们自己的愚昧和不顺服。
In Jonah chapter 2,
在约拿书第二章，
Jonah was asked by God to go east, but he decided to go west instead.
神叫约拿往东边走，他偏偏往西边去。
So he ended up deep down under the water in the belly of the whale.
结果他沉到海底，被大鱼吞到肚子里。
A respected journal has reported the following.
有份被看中的刊物这么报道。
It is no secret that a great deal of illness in the world is a result of personal behavior.
无可讳言的，我国有许多疾病是由于个人的行为所造成。
A respected medical association has established that more than half of all diseases are behavior related.
一个很有信誉的医学组织经过研究发表了超过半数的疾病与行为有关。
Each year millions of work days are lost because of addiction and irresponsibility.
由于人们的毒瘾和不负责任，每年都损失数以百万的工作天。
30 million work days and 2 billion in wages are lost due to illness caused by high blood pressure.
由高血压所引起的疾病导致了3000万工作天及20亿美元工资的损失。
And high blood pressure often comes from stress and anxiety.
高血压通常是由于压力和忧虑所引起的。
In Luke 15, when the prodigal son turned his back on his father,
在路加福音十五章，那个浪子背叛了父亲。
He ended up in a pigsty.
结果他落在猪群当中。
But in this passage in John,
而在约翰福音的这段经文中，
we find that this storm is not of the disciples' making.
我们看到这风暴不是门徒所造成的。
They found themselves in a storm because of the explicit order of their master.
他们被困在风暴中，显然是主的安排。
Right after Jesus miraculously fed the 5,000,
他刚好发生在耶稣喂饱5000人的神迹之后。
The multitude wanted to make him king by force.
群众想要逼他做王。
Jesus knew that his popularity was because they wanted him to give them more food.
耶稣晓得人们拥戴他是因为他们想得到更多食物。
He knew that they were not acting out of spiritual conviction.
他知道人们并非出于心灵上的悔悟。
So Jesus went off to the mountains.
所以耶稣离开就上了山。
Matthew records that Jesus told them to meet him on the other side.
马太记载着耶稣吩咐他们到湖的另一边相见。
So the disciples were waiting for Jesus to come back from the mountain.
门徒等候着耶稣从山上回来。
When he was delayed, they decided to go back to Capernaum.
当耶稣迟迟不到，所以他们就决定回加百农去。
On their way back, about halfway,
在回航时约走了一半，
The Sea of Galilee began to experience one of these storms that made even these veteran seamen scared.
加利利海忽然起了大风浪，甚至使这些海上老手都吓坏了。
My radio friends, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听着。
God never promised us a smooth sailing over the sea of life.
神从来没有应许我们会一帆风顺。
On our journey to heaven, we were never promised that we would never have any problems.
在走向天国旅程时，神从没应许我们不遇到困难。
On our way to glory, we were never promised a perpetual picnic with the sun always shining.
在走往荣耀国度时，神从没应许常有阳光普照。
Storms come unplanned and unexpected.
风暴常在人意料之外，毫无准备下发生。
Storms rise unsought and unwelcome.
风暴常在不能预测和不受欢迎时来到。
Storms rage uninvited and unaccepted.
风暴常在未被邀请和不被接纳下咆哮。
As soon as the disciples encountered the raging storm, they began to struggle hard against the wind and the waves.
当门徒们遇到风暴时，就拼命和狂风巨浪激烈的搏斗。
And the more they rode, the more distressed they became.
但他们越滑就越气馁。
Did Jesus know of their predicament?
耶稣知不知道他们的困境呢？
I want to answer this question when we meet next time.
我要在下次才回答这个问题。
Be sure to tune in so that you can hear the reasons why Jesus sometimes is silent in the middle of the storms of life.
记牢，下次要收听，你就会知道为什么耶稣有时在生命风暴中一声不响。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
非常感谢约瑟夫牧师和安祥今天为我们带来的信息。亲爱的朋友，我很希望您听过之后，在你的心里面能够有所启发，并且引起共鸣。不错，我们的人生绝不是没有风暴的，尤其是年纪越大的人，可能经历的风暴也越多。那么，你认为这些风暴都是别人的错，都是别人所引起的吗？至少我方怡就必须承认，在我的人生当中，有许多的痛苦其实是我自己的过失造成的。但是有的时候，我们也的确遇到一些的打击，是来得莫名其妙，所谓平地风波。亲爱的朋友，遇到这样的事，你是怎么样的反应呢？怨天尤人，还是拼命的和厄运来搏斗呢？你对未来是不是还是抱着希望呢？也许你心中的疑问就是，在这样的逆境当中，上帝到底在哪儿呢？他知不知道我们的困难呢？在下一次的节目当中，约瑟夫牧师就要进一步的来为我们讲解约翰福音当中所记载的第五个神迹。如果你想要知道那些问题的答案的话，希望你就不要错过我们下一次的节目时间了。同时呢，在这儿我也邀请您写信来啊，跟我们索取由约瑟夫牧师所写的两本小册子《信仰历程七部曲》，还有就是《期待喜乐》《信仰历程七部曲》和期待喜乐。刚才我已经告诉你我们的名字怎么写了啊，希望你能够赶快的来信。同时呢，如果你想要得到啊我们节目的讲稿啊，也就是耶稣的神迹中英文对照的讲稿呢，也欢迎你来信索取。好了，谈到这儿呢，我们今天的节目又差不多了，就让我们约定在下次节目时间再会。